Welcome to the Matchmaker Matchmaker podcast, where we tackle the toughest questions about dating. We are your hosts, Aliza Ben Shalom
and Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the day. Dear Aliza.
And Rabbi.
No, this one's just Dear Aliza. Sorry.
Here we go.
They're all coming in for you. You must be famous.
Oh, something like that.
I think I'm a kind, bright, attractive woman with a sense of humor. It's been challenging to find a man that is kind, generous, funny, and bright. Is there something wrong with me? Why am I missing the boat?
So my first question is, I'm thinking about this, and I made a little face here with my eyebrows. Why is the first question, is there something wrong with me? Like, I think I'd rather ask a different question. Like, where could I find somebody like that? Or why does it seem like it's so difficult to find somebody like that? The way that you asked it is there something wrong with me? Like, why should there be something wrong with you when you're looking in the world to find what you want and you haven't seen it? Well, it's a good question, because if you haven't seen it, does it exist or is it just a unicorn, right? Because unless you stick a little horn on a unicorn, I mean, on a horse, you don't have a unicorn, right? Like, we don't have unicorns. I hope I didn't burst somebody's bubble just now. Yeah, there's really no unicorn.
I'm the greatest person to ever live. There's nobody greater than I.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. I usually, if I was going through this and I was coaching and talking to somebody, I would usually say, have you ever found anybody that looked like what you're describing? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, often I will hear people say, yeah, a couple times. How many? Usually 1 to 4 times, no more, right? Somewhere in that range of like, yeah, once, twice, 3, 4 times. Yeah, I have met people like that, but nobody recently, nobody in the last, whatever, 5 years. And I didn't pick those other people for whatever reason, yada, yada. So if you've actually seen what you're looking for in the world, I'd be like, cool, then we know it exists. Now, if you haven't seen it in your dating world, then I would ask you, do you know anybody who's married like that? Like, do you know people that actually exist? Is there like a living example of what you're looking for? And as long as they can answer yes, then great. We know like somebody like that could exist in the world. What I have a problem with is when somebody says, no, I've never seen it anywhere in the world. Not single, not married. There's nobody I know that exists like this, but this is what I want. That, you know, is there something wrong with me? No, there's nothing wrong with you, but there is something wrong with the vision of who you're looking for.
Right. As a dating coach, I often say it similarly. Are you the complement of the person you're looking for? Like, if I had to nitpick this question, the person says, I am kind, bright, attractive. What they're looking for is kind, generous, funny, and bright, which is interesting. Whereas, is kind, bright, attractive the complement to kind, generous, funny, and bright?
It's an interesting question. It's a very interesting question.
Like, maybe you're looking,
it could work. Well, I mean, listen, if you don't like to laugh, right? Looking for somebody funny isn't going to be helpful.
That's right.
And also looking for somebody funny, I've talked about this before, I believe, but I don't like when people tell me I'm looking for somebody funny. I'd rather them tell me I'm looking for somebody who likes to laugh often, easily and often.
Right.
If you laugh easily and often, great. Yeah. Then we can have humor, whatever it's going to be. But like, I'm looking for somebody funny. I'm looking for somebody with exactly the type of humor that I find funny. And if they can nail that, then we can laugh. It's like,
I would push this a bit and say, you're looking for somebody who's kind and bright, and generous and funny is added bonus. Because you're kind and bright, and you're looking for someone who's kind and bright.
Yeah, but I'm not always looking for a carbon copy of me.
Not a carbon copy, but something your attraction is similarity, not differences.
Right, attraction. But we don't know. Maybe they are generous, and maybe they are funny.
Yeah, I'm just nitpicking on the question.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Don't just say.
No, but what's important is sometimes they're non-negotiables and sometimes they're gravy. They're added bonus. They're something more. And that would be nice if it happened, but it's not a deal breaker.
I don't know. I'm not going to. I picked a person who likes to also have some fun and humor. And if I pick somebody who was a little bit flat, I wouldn't make it in that relationship.
That's you, but not everybody.
But they're asking for you. They're asking for this. So I'm going to assume that if they're asking for this, this is like, they only listed four things. They didn't give you a laundry list.
No,
but
they're also asking for it. I don't know if they're really asking for it, but they're also, that would be really great.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, look, we don't have the questioner, so we just have the question. So we can pick it, nitpick it as much as we want.
But what I'd like to bring out is the value here.
I think it's fair to ask for those few things, but if you haven't seen it ever or not in, I like when people tell me, well, this one has this and that person has that. And like when, if I could like, you know, make up my own little Barbie doll and Ken doll here, then I could actually have my person. But if I haven't ever seen it in one person. Right. So that I'm like,
right. So then you can get married to your Barbie doll and move on.
Oof. Rabbi, you're a little spicy right now. This is a little, you're digging in here.
There's non-negotiables and then there's gravy. There's added bonus.
Tell us. You think that's gravy?
I think it could be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to, in your relationship to you who's listening to us or watching us right now, you have to think about what are the real non-negotiables and what are the added bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're looking for, it'll be nice if the person had that. I would say you pick two or three non-negotiables and a couple that are added bonuses. And if the non-negotiables are there plus one little bit of gravy, you're good.
I have a whole thing about bonuses, by the way. I don't like that you pick your person based on bonuses. Bonuses are bonuses for a reason, right?
I agree.
If you choose to marry this person, they come with this thing, boom, bonus, it's yours. But I'm not going to choose my person based on a bonus because it throws off what I value, personality, fears, the ick factor. It throws those things off and it weighs it inappropriately because a bonus is a bonus. It's not what I actually need. But that's I don't know that humor for this person or for any person goes into a bucket of bonus. Like some people really, I had one friend, she needed to marry somebody who liked to make jokes, liked to laugh easily and often, was a relaxed, funny, happy, easygoing person. And she found exactly that. And their banter is funny. They're just cute together. It's just one of the, as I'm saying it, I can picture them in my mind. It's just one of those things. But I'm not a couple that needs something like that. I don't need, you know, a comedian. I don't need somebody who's cracking jokes all the time in humor, but I like play and I like banter. And that's important to me. So it could be that humor is an important part. I think that humor is a very important part of a relationship. I don't know if it would have made it to my top 10 because I have to look back at, I have to see, I have notes on my list, but I don't think that, you know, good sense of humor, maybe fun, playful, something like that. But I don't know that good sense of humor was on my list.
I think this questioner needs to spend some time and make their list. And
well,
make sure
they
know. They
made a list, Rabbi. That's why they asked. They got four things. They didn't give you 10. They gave you four.
No, I agree with you that they made the list, but maybe they didn't actually go through the process of making the list and making
checking
it consciously.
Checking it twice.
Maybe. Huh?
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, making a reference. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Enough. Okay, we'll give you a blessing. May you make your list. May it be filled with all the things that you are looking for. May you check it twice and see what's going on there. And make sure that what you really, really want is on there and that everything else kind of melts away and disappears so that you can gain clarity. Find your person and do this process with
you. And there's nothing wrong with you, and you didn't miss the boat.
Phew.
Amen.
Nailed it.
Thanks so much for being here and joining us on this fantastic journey through relationships. If there's any questions that you have for us, we want to hear them. We love your questions. We love your feedback.
Thanks so much for being with us. And as always, may you find somebody wonderful. And when you do, message us.